Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean, Karen, today is all about transparency. Are you guys ready for some transparent conversation?
Yeah,
I am so psyched. I got a new mic. How do I sound good?
I'm not sure how your mic has anything to do with transparency, but you
it
sound
doesn't.
Great.
You sound great, and we will edit that out, but yes.
Exactly.
You sound great. I thought transparency was, I thought you guys were making fun of how pale I am, but it's about money.
That's a different show, but I think you look great. Actually, you look very vibrant on camera. The audience can't see, but I wouldn't say you look transparent, Karen.
Really? I'm so pale, though. Thank you, guys.
Like, I could see through right through Karen to the next, to the wall.
Wow, he's rude. He stays rude.
Well, let's get on topic.
It off. I'm just setting it off because you guys are about to set it off on me like you always do every episode.
Facts.
So
that
I'm taking
is a
the
fact.
Opportunity to set it off.
Well, that's I just want to ask you a question, Sean. Since you're a big boss, entrepreneur, and you pay huge salaries to your employees, don't you?
I do. And now I have to disclose it, Matt. Like, New York State law requires me to let everybody know a salary range for what I'm going to pay people, which I think is a great new law that's passed. And, like, people that are looking for employment now can leverage that and figure out, you know, what the job pays.
In fact, that is the topic of today's show. As Sean just stated, several states want to pass or have passed pay transparency laws to make it mandatory for job applicants to know salary ranges for a specific job.
I don't know, guys. I don't. When I see the word range, I go, all right, so it's nothing. Okay, this job pays between $1 and $1 million.
So you're saying they can just circumvent the whole point of this by just creating a range that doesn't matter because it's not accurate.
I'm going to guess that where you see a vague, weird word like range, you're going to see companies being vague and weird about it. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. I've never pay you between $5 and $500. You know, like,
why not? Because then I just go, yeah, we're following the law. And I mean, to be fair, I get why it's happening, right? Like, this is, they're trying to fix something. I don't know if they're like doing a good job. Whenever, you know, the law tries to fix something, I'm like, who's like paying for this? Because, you know, they want job seekers. I'm cynical, okay? I'm a cynic. I'm a New Yorker. Ostensibly, job seekers are supposed to have more knowledge in terms of how much people get paid in general for the position that they're doing. So it shouldn't be super opaque, like in real life. And they're hoping to eliminate the pay gap between that, you know, that women and minorities receive. And I know that's a little controversial and some people don't think there's a pay gap, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's the idea, right? It's like a woke law.
I understand the fix, what they're trying to fix. Is this the right way to fix it? I think it's probably an ingredient to the solution, but not the overall solution. You know, I mean, I congratulate New York because New York has been the largest city to New York City is the largest city to mandate full pay disclosure. And,
but how?
How is this supposed to work?
Okay. So
that was
if
aggressive.
I'm
post- but yeah,
okay. That was an aggressive
it was,
show.
It was aggressive. That was, I was upset. I was upset when I said that. But yeah, how is this supposed to work? Like, what's the idea?
It's supposed to work if, like, when I post a job, if I post to hire somebody, I have to put what that job pays, a range, which you can use as leverage. To me, is like, I always believe in this. If the say the salary range is broad, like you said, Karen, $1 to $1 million, then I'm going to ask for $1 million. If that's the salary range, and then let them tell me why I can't get $1 million.
Sean,
so I think it can be used as leverage and when it comes to asking for compensation, because that's always a tricky question. I remember my first job that I had, and I found out how much more people were making. I was this kid from Canada, just was so happy to get a job offer in the United States.
I thought you were American.
I am American now. Dun, 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 dun. I am.
Good point.
But, you know, when I was Canadian, because I have to renounce, as they say, but, you know, for the record, I have to give back my Canadian citizenship to become an American citizen. That's another episode in itself. But, you know, I was just so happy to get an offer and be able to work in the United States. And then when I got there, my coworkers, they were making, like, at that time, like, some of them making $10,000, $15,000 or more, even though that's probably worth just like $25 more, $50 every paycheck. It still was, like, hurtful to know that I could have gotten so much more money. So I think at least knowing what the range is for that job, it helps.
Do you think that they're, you know, you asking for the higher end of that salary range could then be used as leverage against you, where they go, oh, like,
how so?
They, because then they go, well, we don't, that's a really upper range of what we're willing, what we say we might pay. And we actually are looking for someone who's asking for less money than that.
And that's misleading.
This, but that's the point.
Sean, are you familiar with the Rooney Rule in the NFL?
No.
No. You answered for me, Karen. Thank you. We'll become one. Karen and Sean are now one.
We don't
know. For all those that know, Karen is Sean. Sean is Karen. For all those don't know.
Sean, you're not familiar with the Rooney Rule?
It's
basically the Rooney Rule in the NFL, the National Football League, was brought into play because there were no black coaches black coaches in football. The players represented like something like 70-75% of the athletes, but they weren't hiring any black coaches. So once like the players aged out and they were of age to try to, you know, become coaches, they just weren't getting these jobs for decades upon decades upon decades, where it was just like, okay, why are they not hiring any black coaches? The whole league is pretty much, you know, dominated by black athletes. So they clearly understand the game. So then they instituted this rule called the Rooney Rule, which mandated every team before hiring a coach had to interview like one or two or a certain number of black candidates. I think it's one black candidate had to be interviewed for every job. Now, when you go back and check and see how that played out in terms of hiring, it didn't necessarily like, I mean, there's been more, but it's kind of like one of those things where people started doing these interviews for a show, like, oh, we interviewed this guy, and then they go on and hire the guy they wanted to hire. So it didn't solve the problem. It did help the problem, but there was a lot of years of just symbolic, like, oh, we're going to state our salary range, symbolic, but we're still going to hire who we want. It's like some of this is symbolism, is the point I'm
well,
getting to.
I agree with you, man, and let's take the fact. It's shown that when they put in the Rooney Rule, there were more black head coaches than there have been with the Rooney Rule, so it didn't solve anything, to be honest with you. The net results is there's not more black coaches in the league because of the Rooney Rule, but I
they just felt better about like acting season. Like we're
yeah, you can get an interview. You can get an interview. A black person will get an interview. But
so
I think
anyway,
with this case, like to Karen's point about asking, you know, how, maybe they can tell me that, oh, they're looking for somebody that's kind of fitting into this range. And that very well could happen. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I think it just gives you something to kind of understand what the job could potentially pay. And what I was reading about this is actually like, so they're saying like, for example, let's just say you're like trying to be a director of a company. So somebody with maybe that's trying to do a lateral move from another company that has like 20 years director experience, they may be on the higher end of that salary range, while somebody that's just, you know, for the first time applying for a director position, they may be on the lower end. And you can kind of justify it in that sense. So I know I've done this for 10 years. So yeah, I'm going to ask for the more higher end, or I'm just new to it. So I may just ask for somewhere on the lower, or I have like mid-level experience. So I may ask somewhere in the middle. But I think it gives you at least something where to have a discussion where you could justify. If I'm 20 years in the business of being a director and you want to ask me for me the bottom end of the salary.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
That's insulting, Karen.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I agree, but it sounds like companies are being like they're following the law, and then they're being a little sneaky about it also. Which, like, what else is new?
And that's what we do in America.
It is the American way.
We cheat on our taxes.
Companies are saying that they do this because they want the opportunity to attract highly sought employees, and they also want the opportunity to attract less experienced employees. Companies want to see how this plays out. I have my doubts. I feel like it's a little bit of a face. It's just to act like they're transparency. I just don't believe it. But
I don't
let's do the Elon
it.
Musk way. Hire everybody and start all over again. File bankruptcy. Let's do it like Elon Musk.
It's the Elon Musk way of putting money into it, right? So it's like somebody was like, "This is like a woke great law that I want to pass. That's going to get me reelected or whatever that I can campaign on." And then the companies were like, "Okay, but we don't like really want to like." Okay, but you don't really mean it, right? Like, because we like pay your campaign contributions. And they go, okay, no, I don't really mean it. I'm just going to say range, and you can post whatever range you want. And then I'm going to say we made this law for transparency, and it's like not really transparent. Everybody's happy, right? Except the people who are applying for the job. We still don't know what's going on.
I agree. So like, okay, Karen, so what should our listeners watch out for then? Sum it up for us.
Okay, well, look, you still have more data than maybe you started out with, right? So you still have a range. Okay. So you do actually have something to work with. Maybe take it with a grain of salt, but there you go. But the new law doesn't mandate that they need to include other value add things such as, you know, incentives, bonus, 401k, benefits, insurance, whatever. So, you know, you could be on potentially, you could maybe make less money, have more benefits, be offered more money with no insurance, whatever. So there's still questions that need to be asked. It's not the complete picture.
I agree. And just to even piggyback off what you're saying, I do believe, Karen, you know, it does give a false sense of hope because people may think that they qualify for this high-end salary when they actually really don't. So I think you also have to reflect on yourself. When you look at these ranges, look at your level of experience and don't dumb yourself down, but be kind of realistic, but still ask for the gusto. But if they kind of like say, well, you know, you're new to this job and they kind of more want to give you the lower end. If that makes sense, then I understand. But if you have bringing a lot to the table and they still want to dumb you down and give you a low offer, then I think that's something that you should be mindful of. You know, I don't even know what you can do if you can appeal it. Like, I don't even know if you can take it to court or file some kind of suit against somebody that didn't decide to hire you and offered you a low salary. I don't even know.
Well, I don't probably not. It's probably just a red flag. It's probably like a relationship where if you see a red flag, you just go, oh, okay, noted. Maybe I don't want to work for this employer because they seem manipulative and they're lowballing me. So this isn't the place for me.
I wonder if these transparency laws regarding salary have any, if there's any part of the laws that relate to current employees, because that's, to me, even more effective to know that what I'm making next to what my neighbor who's doing the same job, like if all these folks are making, you know, 10 times, 20 times more than I am, but I'm unaware of that, as opposed to a job applicant, because if they don't hire me, I'm totally locked out of knowing what's going on anyway. So I don't know how much the job applicant benefits from the transparency law.
And honestly, if they really wanted to be transparent, then they would just tell you what people are actually making at that job. They wouldn't post a the salary range is all hypothetical, right? Yeah. But if they actually said, oh, this person is a director, they're making this much. This person is a you know, VP, they're making this much. You go, oh, okay, then this is, you know, I have this much less experience than that person. I'll ask for, you know, 5% less.
I learned a long time ago when I worked on Wall Street, I always know the best way to get a pay raise is to get a new job.
Facts. That's absolutely true.
You know, trying to like leverage and push for hire. If so, like, this is for listeners too. If Joe comes in and he's making much more money than you're making, then you just got to eat it, because they're not going to be like, oh, let's correct the problem. Oh, you know that you found out Joe's salary? He's making $20,000 more. Yeah. Your next paycheck, we're going to equate to you what Joe is getting. No, that's not going to happen. You're going to become a bad apple there. So the best way to get a raise is get a new job. Some people are so tied to their job, and I don't get it.
You're going to be not a team player. They love to say that. Well, you're not a team player. So
exactly. I agree.
I'm not team players, by the way.
I agree mostly with your point, Sean. I will say this. If you're a star, like if you're killing it at your job and you're doing great at your job and you feel like you've been grossly underpaid, and let's say there haven't been raises or you haven't been compensated, you threatening to leave it, but make it real. Like, don't threaten for play. But if you threaten to leave, I've seen companies move for not wanting to lose their valued employee. Like, okay, Joe's really leaving. All right, Joe, hold on. You know, like, they will come out. I've seen it. So if you're really doing the great job, then, you know, and you want to stay, or you at least you want to see how high they will jump, you know. But don't, like I said, if you're playing around and you're not really getting the job done and you're not really wanting to leave, don't force that hand if you're not serious about it.
Don't let them call your bluff.
If anybody's willing to match an offer that you've gotten from somebody else, then you still need to leave, because they could have gave you that money a long time ago. That's another rule I had. Don't ever accept a matched offer from your current employer.
I mean, it depends on the why.
That's 4D chess right there, because you don't want to screw yourself out of a job either.
It's just stay there, or if you want to stay there, but stay there understanding Sean's point. Like, maybe you need to start looking else. I mean, you may not have the job you want, but they're going to give you the money you want. Take it for now or whatever. But, you know, you definitely, they're showing you or telling you a lot with that move. So,
yeah. And, you know, to be honest, like in this economy and like in 2022, and maybe this is a millennial thing to say, who stays at one job for like ever and ever? I feel like people are always looking to leverage their position, their skills for the next best thing, because jobs don't promise you forever. Like, you know, I don't think that it's typical to stay in one place for a super long time anymore.
I agree. By year two, you should be getting the itch. By year five, you better be out. Like, you had to be getting that itch, like you got.
But
something
you're hearing this advice from a man who doesn't work for anyone. So I don't know.
This is like a single person telling you, you know, if you're in a great relationship, by year two you should be looking for somebody else. By year five you should break up with them. Yeah, they're toxic. They're probably great though, but yeah, no, get out.
Oh, we've had this conversation many times.
Why are you saying that I'm not in a position to give people relationship advice because mine are not healthy?
The best love is new love. Come on, man. The best love is new love.
Oh, my God. You are chaos. You are toxic.
Well, now we're deviating from the topic.
We have gone off the rails, guys.
Before we go any further off the rails, why don't we give our final thoughts, our takeaways? What have we gleaned from this point about the broad salary ranges and new job salary transparency laws? Karen, any final thoughts on this?
I'll just say this. I'll say, you know, take the salary range and use it as a little bit of information. But I think the main point is that you have to know your own value, and that a salary range isn't going to tell you what you're worth in a job. Do your own research, see what people are paid. It's easily Googleable, and then see where you think you fall into it. Check it against their range and then forget about the range and ask for what you think you're worth.
I agree with Karen on that. And I would also say, depending upon the industry you're in, there may be different factors involved in salary, and the ranges may be wide in, like, say, in entertainment versus in corporate America. They may be really more specifically, like, kind of locked. But depending upon your industry, you know, if the information presents itself in your state, if the new transparency laws are active and you can get the info, definitely get the info, look at it, and let that factor in how you're asking for what you're asking for as you're applying. Just, you know, all new information, I think that's helpful. I just, to some degree, have a little bit of doubt of how transparent these transparency laws are. So I agree with your initial point, Karen, but, you know, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And clearly, this is a law that's changed. So take advantage of it for what it's worth. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm out. Sean, what do you got?
You guys all said very great points. And, you know, I'm, just to back up what you guys are saying, I just think if you just talking this out with you guys, I think this transparency law, you're going to want to kind of relate it to yourself. It should just give you the courage to ask for what you're worth. Okay? Just ask for what you're worth. Don't be scared. And it makes it comfortable getting into the topic of salary. And if you're not, if you don't find the courage to ask for what you're worth, then maybe you're not worth much. I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I say, every show and all shows, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. Go get paid, people. Go get that money. Get that money. Go be like Karen. Karen goes and gets that money, girl.
Karen, what do you say?
She ain't taking a mic. She ain't stand up on stage. She's not saying, if you don't send her that check, she's just not about it.
Karen, you didn't give your outro.
I'm Karen Margolis, and I'm a third of Two Black Guys with Credit. You can hit me up on Instagram, really. Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis. And yeah, do your own research. Don't let a company tell you what their range is. No ranges for us. We decide what we're worth and we ask for it, honey. And I'm out.
The range I want is a Range Rover. Okay, that's it. That's the only range I want.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.